Hey everybody, it's your girl Aramoix Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. Thank you for tuning in, as today is the very last day of the year. 2018 is about to be finished, and we are about to embark on a new year, which means new beginnings, new goals, new journeys. For some of us, it just simply means upping our game and just going harder. And trying to achieve not only our goals, but our visions. And just opening ourselves up to something different than what we're used to. But before we go any further, of course, you gotta know how to reach me. If you are interested in following me, you can do so on Instagram at Aramoix Rose. A-R-A-M-O-I-X-R-O-S-E. A-R-A-M-O-I-X-R-O-S-E. If you are having trouble following me via that, you can also go in the search box, hashtag the Goddess Lounge Podcast, and it will definitely send you my way. Show me love, and I'll show love right back as always. Today's topic is shedding skin. That is today's topic for the last episode for this year. Because for the new year, we have so much in store. From interviews, collaborations, and just more broad topics. I'm talking about everything from relationships to sex to spirituality to self-love, self-care. Just so much love, so much information is coming to you guys for 2019, and we're going to have a blast. But let's get to it. Shedding skin. You're probably wondering how, out of all topics I could think of, I get this one. The truth of the matter is I literally have been dreaming. I'm a very active dreamer, and I kept dreaming about different animals, different things lately, getting all types of messages. But more importantly, I recently dreamed of a snake. And just dreaming of that, it made me think about the way snakes move, the way they operate, how in some cultures they are wise and they are healing. And in some cultures, they are deemed evil, demonic representation. For me, I got to watch the snake shed its skin and grow and continue to slither its way into the path that it was heading. And the symbolism I got out of that was, it's time to shed the dead skin. See, snakes shed skin all the time, all the time. But just because it sheds its skin does not mean it's still not a snake. It's just shedding layers of itself that it no longer needs anymore, because that's what its body naturally does. So with that being said, as we go into the new year, let's shed the dead skin that is no longer needed. Let's cut off the dead weight. Let's move everything that was holding us back throughout this year and start fresh. New goals, new visions, new ambitions, renewed passions. Where's the passion to succeed and visions and dreams and goals that was given to you? This year, you guys, has not been a breeze. This year was probably one of the hardest years for me personally since 2015. But I have learned the biggest lesson, the richest meat of all of it, I have absorbed through pain and through obstacles and through things not going the way I thought they should go, from secrets being revealed to heartbreak to reconciliation to learning how to self-care properly, learning how to self-love, learning the difference between my ego and my confidence, learning how to love myself the way I love others, how to pour into myself the way I pour into others. This year has been unfucking believable. Straight up, no chaser. It has been crazy. From experimenting and trying new things, some things I had no business trying, from, you know, just this year has been walking that thin line. If I could describe 2018, I had been walking a thin line all year, and now I'm ready. I am ready. As I sit here on the tub talking to y'all. Yes, I'm on the tub in the bathroom talking to y'all. Because my kids are up. You know, they're out of school. So excuse the background noise. But in all honesty, that's my reality. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a mother, you know, to many outside of my kids. I'm a friend. You know, at times I'm a counselor, I'm an advisor, I wear many roles, we all do. And I had to be sure to take some time and really reflect on this year. So what I want to do is share with you guys some of my goals, some of my intentions for the new year, because I'm excited about it. How can you not be excited about a new beginning? Yes, change is scary. Change is unpredictable. It is iffy. It is as wishy-washy as some of our fickle neighbors. However, change is not impossible. And your change can be for the good or for the worst of you. Like, it's up to you. It's seriously up to you. So with that being said, this is definitely a laid-back episode. Just talking some truth so that you guys can refocus. This year for me, 2019 is all about execution for me. It is about going with my gut and not worrying about people and their faces. Some of you will catch that. It is about going with my intuition, going with the voice within me, going with the God within me, and moving on what it is I'm supposed to be moving on, without having to ask 10,000 people what they think about what it is I'm trying to do. Ultimately, the things that I'm trying to accomplish has nothing to do with them and everything to do with me. And sometimes when you seek out too many opinions, you'll find yourself torn, talking yourself out of what you're trying to achieve, or just chilling, not doing anything, being stagnant, you know, playing with that dead skin, just chilling in there, not blooming, stuck in a cocoon phase, not growing into anything else. It's time out for all of that. If you are one of those people who've done that like myself, it's time out for all of that. You are entitled to stand up for yourself, stand your ground, set your boundaries, and for you to be respected. You are entitled to that. Everybody deserves that. Everybody. And if you are dealing with anything, any place, anyone, I don't care who it is, no exceptions. If you are dealing with that still going into the new year, let it go. Let it go. If change is not on the horizon, let it go. Shed that dead skin. Shed that dead weight. As I go into the new year, I am holding high standards for those who choose to be around me. I am holding high standards for myself. I am focused on my goals. I am focused on my ambition. I am renewing passions that I let other people plant seeds in and destroy. Oh no, I'm taking it all back. And I am evolving through it. I am growing through it. This year, I'm about to be a real selfish kind of babe. I mean that in the most humble way. How can you be selfish in a humble way? Okay, well, let me tell you how. It means when I get up in the morning, I'm going to do what works for me. I'm not going to do what society thinks I should do on the day to day. And I'm not going to do what anyone else thinks I should do on the day to day. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to see where spirit leads me. And I'm going to operate off of that. Now, obviously, the basic mom duties, it can be included in that. But for me personally, I just don't put those in the same category because I'm always going to be a mother first. However, there are going to be some days on the weekend where I might want to get up and go for a walk. I'm not going to care if everybody laughs or, oh, look at her, she's trying to lose weight, and da, da, da. Fuck all of that. Fuck their opinion. Because while the ones who are sitting there criticizing you, trying to move on your journey, trying to shed that dead skin, trying to take off that dead weight, trying to live a healthy lifestyle, those people who are watching you and judging you, they still going to be sitting there watching you and judging you this time the following year. So we can't worry about what people think or say. That is a big goal for me this year. Not giving attention to things of little or no value. Another goal I've set for myself this year is getting healthy. Y'all, this year, bad, let me tell you, my emotional eating ass. I was in my feelings, okay? I was going through and my comfort was food. And I began to really just kind of let myself go. I don't feel comfortable with it. I don't care who likes my weight, who don't. I don't like it. So I'm going to have to make a change about it. That is a goal. I want to lose a few pounds this year. I'm not going to put a number on it. I'm just going to work at it. And whatever comes off, comes off. And whatever doesn't, I'm going to embrace and love anyway. Period. I'm going to love myself the way I would love myself if I was worth millions. And I'm going to love myself the way I would love myself if I was worth a dollar. Either way it goes, the love is there. And that is going to be wealthy, rich, consistent. The love that I have for myself. Another thing I want to work on is family bonding time. You know, a lot of times we don't mean to, but we get really caught up on social media. I'm not going to be on social media as much this year because I want to be busy making moves. So if you are not doing anything that is like mandatory, so for example, for me to promote my podcast, obviously I have to use social media. For those of you who don't know, I am a cook. So if I'm cooking and making dishes, I want to promote on social media, of course, obviously. I do reading, so I'm going to be using social media for that. I'm going to update you guys and give advice and go back to Motivational Mondays and, you know, Thriving Tuesdays and all of that. We're bringing all of that back. However, there has to be some balance. House still got to get clean. You know, food still got to get made. Kids still got to get help with homework. I still got to go on field trips. I still have to chaperone. I still have to live my day to day. So as much as I love devoting my time to others outside myself, this is a time where I not only focus on myself, but I focus on my family, which is the family I've created, my husband and my children. That is something that I did let slip up pretty bad this year. In the year of 2018, I will not be making that same mistake again. So cutting down on social media time, that is something I will be doing. If you have an iPhone, you know that you can set a screen average time every week. It'll tell you how long you've been on your phone. And I'm proud to say that my percentage has came down over 50% so far. So I'm already working on that goal. I am going after every dream I ever quit, every ambition I ever set out for myself. And when it got hard, I ran away. I am focusing on restoration of my spirit and just elevating in life, leveling up in life. I'm focused on my coins. I'm focused on enjoying the friends I do have. I'm not worried about the ones that come around when they only need something. I'm not worried about that. I ain't worried about nobody speaking on my name, trying to throw no juju. I'm not worried about any of that because at the end of the day, the universe will always balance itself out. What you put out, you will get back. If that were not true, if karma was not real, then there will be no need for us to, for those of us who do spiritual work, we wouldn't have to protect ourselves and worry about it flipping back on us. We wouldn't have to, you know, people could just be out here willy-nilly and just doing what they want to do to people and not having to look over their shoulder or sleep with one eye open. Just like this balance, just like it's the sun and the moon, yin and yang, yo, you get back what you put out. So I will always, always put out positivity and love the hell out of people. That is what I'm good at. That is what I will do. If you don't like it, this podcast ain't for you. As I go into 2018, we're going to have some clarity. I'm not for everybody. You not for everybody. We not for everybody. But we can be for ourselves. And your vibe will attract your tribe. As long as you continue to honor your energy and grow and continue to be the best person you can be, you're going to find yourself in a circle of people who are either living that life or trying to. And that's better than hanging around with people who don't do anything but be on social media all day, talking shit, making subliminal posts and subliminal lives, throwing shade for what? All of that. Being petty is officially played out, y'all. We grown up here. A lot of us, and that I'm seeing this from, is all 30 plus. Like, come on. A lot of us got kids. We got to be better than that. We got to focus our focus, because if that's what we're teaching our kids now, if that's what we're putting out there now, how do we expect for people to take us seriously? You never know who's watching you. Reality TV and the petty shit is cute and all until you really want to do business with somebody with really deep pockets who's not for all of that. And as people of color, this little star right here, this little dot, this little highlight for people of color, for a long time throughout history, we were exactly that. We were not only slaves, but we were entertainment. We were the thing that people like to mock and laugh at and belittle. We still doing that same song and dance and don't even realize it. 2018 has opened my eye to so much. To so much, between spiritual gifts enhancing, between healing and forgiving. I'm so grateful for forgiveness. I always said there was power in forgiveness, but I had to truly forgive for me to understand the power of it all. Man, it is nothing like going to sleep not worried about some shit that happened to you a long time ago. This is all what's been circulating around me and in my head and in my heart for just going into 2019. I have some other goals and ambitions, but you know what? Those are for me. That's private. I can't know that. But just know, you'll see it. And that's all that matters. We got to support one another. We have to uplift one another. We have to take care of ourselves. Honestly, in 2019, I would love to see everybody getting along. All the little internet beef, little petty shit stopping. It's money out here for everybody. Let's stop with the crab barrel mentality. Let's leave that in 2018. Let's leave all of the bullshit in 2018. Life is real. Death is real. You want to go out and the last thing you did was petty as fuck, was a joke, was just dumb? That's no. What do you want your dash to represent? Greatness or mediocrity? A lot of us don't reach our full potential out of fear of being great or fear of failure. But you can't fail if you keep trying. At some point, you're going to get that thing and you're going to make it and you're going to be great. And there's not going to be a soul on this earth who could take it from you. There's not going to be enough candles in the world that can stop you, because what is for you is for you. We all have our own destiny, our own path. We all have our own ashe. We all have our own luck, our own blessings. Stop watching other people's plate when you need to be focused on your own. And I speak to myself as I say that too. I'm telling you guys, I am so guilty of letting what other people say get to me. Oh my gosh. And I was at my worst with it this year. But you know what happened, y'all? I got block happy. I started listening to my own words and applying it all the way, not just halfway, because I didn't want to be lukewarm. And I begin to see change. I begin to feel lighter. I begin to practice gratitude. It sounds corny. It sounds mad cheesy. But guess what? That mad cheesy corny shit, that's how you get happy. Happiness is a choice, and it begins with you. A lot of us are out here getting money to stunt on another motherfucker who really don't give a fuck about you. People got real shit going on. People out here fighting cancer, don't know how long they're going to live. People out here taking care of sick family members. People out here having kids and trying to figure out how to feed their kids for the next day. Praying that they don't have to eat SpaghettiOs and Vienna sausages the next day. Praying that something comes in or some miracle happens for them so that they can be a help meet and not a hindrance to their spouse and their partner. You don't know where anybody is going through. And all of these, Just because you're spiritual don't mean you're a psychologist. Let's touch on that too. Can we leave that in 2018? I'm gonna burn some assholes with that one. I know I am. But it needs to be said, just because you are spiritual does not mean you are a psychologist. Stop pre-diagnosing people. Stop speaking on people and what you think they may be going through and they may be enduring in their home life. You don't know their business. I don't care how powerful you think you are. I don't care how much you think you know. You never know everything about a person. Period. See, the way this life is set up, nobody knows anybody unless they really want you to know them, because people are going to show you what they want to show you. Nobody is going to tell me about me and they ain't took time to chill with me, get to know me. We ain't spent no physical time together. We haven't talked, you know, we haven't built a rapport. Can't nobody tell you about me. Just like I can't tell anybody about you. As spiritually gifted as so many people are, they don't know everything. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. Turn your ears off to gossip in 2019. Let's leave gossip back in 2018, please. Mind your business. The celebrity shit, like, let it go. It's so much more to be concerned about. You know, like, first of all, and let me say this, I am a huge Cardi B fan. That is my fellow Libra. We share the same birthday. I love Cardi because she's 100% her authentic ass self. However, her relationship and what her husband did and didn't do and if he coming back is not my business. How much she making is not my business. Just the fact that she making it, that's just, okay, that's motivation. And boom, I can leave it at that. The fact that I'll probably be working out to her music all year, yeah, okay, cool. The fact that she make me feel that I can make it because she's, you know what I'm saying, started off being a regular girl from the hood too. Like, that's the thing that matter. The people that have these platforms, they are just examples that anything is possible. Anything outside of that is not your business. It is not your business what anybody think about you, feel about you, or say about you. What is your business is what concerns you, period. So as we go into 2019, and these are my thoughts, my opinions. I am not trying to force it on you. You do not have to listen. You don't have to. You don't have to agree. But I'm always free for dialogue. I'm always free for conversation, and I love a little friendly debate. But in all honesty, you guys, like, we can't keep carrying old shit into new shit and expecting it not to smell. You can't take old garbage and put it in the back with the new garbage. And leave it in a house and think it's not going to smell up your house. Clean house. Everybody, today, clean house. And I don't mean just physically. I mean internally. Make a green smoothie. You know, go out. Enjoy the fresh air. Be happy. Reconnect with someone, you know, you knew was in your corner for you to support you and to push you and motivate you that you may have stopped speaking to because of your own personal feelings. Correct what can be corrected. Let go of what needs to be let go. And expect this year to be great. No matter what happens in 2019, don't drop the ball. The ball is in your court. All you got to do is make sure you're making them baskets. Don't drop the ball and don't let nobody take it from you. Nobody. I don't care what a person does for you. And let me be clear when I say this, because this is the lesson I learned ultimately in 2018. I don't give a rat's ass about what a person does for you. That does not give them the right to come into your life, into your home, trying to tell you what to do and how to do it, especially if you did not ask for it. In 2019, it is okay, mothers, for you to say, you know what, I appreciate the advice, but I got this. It is okay for you to say no, and it is okay for you to stand your ground on your beliefs, because this is ultimately, once again, your life. And you don't owe anyone a thing. You owe yourself happiness. You owe yourself a peace of mind. You owe yourself clarity. You owe yourself the opportunity to go as far as you can with your visions and your dreams and your goals. If everybody would mind their own damn business and focus on their goals, everybody would be achieving so much more. I mean, and when I say petty, I'm talking people mad because people sharing the same pictures on their stories as they Instagram. If you as they Instagram, like, what does that do for you? Why does that matter? Are you that small-minded? People mad because of how people post on their page. Like, so what? That's not your place, sis. You can mute now. You could delete and you can block. And then you ain't got to worry about seeing that. Because if you was minding your business, you wouldn't have seen it in the first place. So obviously you were interested in this person's story. Let's look at it for what it is. It is enough of that. We focused on the wrong shit. We played games with life like it wasn't hella deaths this year. We got a president who recently just shut down the government for 7 days. Somebody not getting paid and y'all sitting up here worried about what a person doing on their social media page, about who they dating, who cheating with who, who sleeping with who, and who talking to this person and who talking to that person. Some of y'all married is still minding business that ain't y'all's. But that's a topic for another day. The point is this. If you keep doing the same old bullshit, you're going to keep getting that same bullshit ass result. But if you make positive changes to yourself, to your thoughts, to your feelings, to your lifestyle, baby, not only will your pockets reflect it, but the clarity and peace of mind you have. You being more happy and enjoying life and having fun and smiling all the time and glowing. Encourage your friends. Support your friends. But if they don't want to do the work, if they ain't trying to be serious about the shit, let it go. That is dead weight you don't need to carry. Some of us are so comfortable with the people we've been around all our lives that we don't even know when to cut the motherfucking cord. We just let they shit drown us down for what? I can't want you to make it more than you. Just like you can't want me to make it more than me. With that being said, enjoy your life. Go after the things that make your heart beat at an amazing rate. Be healthy. With, you know what I'm saying? And when I say be healthy, I mean be healthy with your mind, your body, your spirit. Be responsible with your mind, your body, your spirit. Nobody is obligated to make you happy. That is solely your responsibility. Nobody has to help you. Nobody has to pay anything for you. Look, that is your responsibility. Mind your business. Get your money. Elevate and level up. Grow. And when you master it, continue to be a student and continue to teach others. Continue to be a genuine, loving, kind person if that is what you do. What you put out will come back to you. I'm a witness to that. I know it will. I can't put out half-ass work and expect to get million-dollar results now, can I? So neither can you. None of us can. None of us can. And the reason why we can't is because anything you're trying to obtain that is great is going to require some form of hard work and faith and consistency. And because you want that thing, you better believe that trials and obstacles are going to come to test to see how bad you really want it. And I've been saying that this whole year. We can do better. We must do better. We will do better. With that being said, you guys enjoy today. Be sure, those of you who know what I'm about to say, take that water, throw it three ways on that porch tonight at 12 o'clock on the dot. Let's go into the new year right. Happy New Year to you. I wish you much success, blessings, and more importantly, I wish you peace. Know that this is all love, y'all. It will always be all love coming from me. And just like I've helped some of you grow, as you guys have disclosed to me, all of y'all have helped me grow in many ways and see things from a better perspective. I am so grateful for my listeners. I am so grateful for those of you who stay on me about getting these episodes out. And more importantly, I am just grateful for your existence, because if you are here, if you are breathing, going into this new year, baby, that means you got purpose. And I'm here for it. Be sure to inbox me. Anybody that need any form of promotion or just want me to support your business, if I cannot support it financially, you better believe I will share it. I will post it. I will add the links, whatever it is that I can do to help. Be sure to let me know. Reach out to me on Instagram. But y'all know it's always a catch. If I promote for you, be sure to do the same for somebody else. It always takes a village. It always has, and it always will. No one man can do it all alone. And if they can, it's usually never for long. Once again, Happy New Year. I am excited about 2019. Let's execute. And more importantly, let's treat each other with the same respect that we feel we deserve. With that being said, peace, love, and light. Remember not to fall prey to anybody's expectation, but to pace yourself and do you, and know that Aramoix Rose is always rooting for you. Peace.